The Glenville Pipeline is alive and well for Ohio State. Welcome to Snap Judgments. That is Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward, and Sincere Johnson is committed to the Buckeyes. Four-star linebacker from Glenville. Always a big deal for the Silver Bullets when you can get a Glenville kid and a highly rated prospect in so long ways ago, but he has made that plan, his intentions official.
6'3", 225 pounds, hitter, like thumper. This is the type of linebacker that Ohio State is changing its room to be comprised of. We've seen it over the last few years under James Laurinaitis, and now you have a pair of Ohio linebackers committed in the class of 2026 with Sincere and CJ Santa from Olentangy. And these are two guys that you can really build around. The beauty of the Sincere Johnson recruitment here for Ohio State is the validation. And the validation is not, okay, he's a Glenville kid, we expect him to go there. We live in a different world now. It is recruiting. There are no guineas. There are no likelihoods. I mean, yeah, I guess there's still likelihoods. All right, take that back. There's still likelihood.
It was more likely than not.
It was likely when Sincere Johnson was offered by Ohio State that he was going to commit to the Buckeyes. But Alabama's very involved. He's got a lot of family from down there. He's a kid, you know, family that's from the area. And we live in the NIL era now. And other schools are making pushes and making plays for Ohio kids. We've seen it with Albert Hill in this class. We saw it with Trey McNutt a year ago. This is a validation for James Laurinaitis. It's a validation for the Ohio State program. It's a validation for Ryan Day, because all those parts of the equation are why Sincere Johnson picked the Buckeyes. It's watching Arvell Reese. It's seeing what James Laurinaitis has done with him. A lot of these kids, and I'm going to let you into the inside baseball here. One of the dirty secret of recruiting is that a lot of these schools are telling Ohio kids, why would you go to Ohio State? Everyone thinks you're going to go there. Be your own man. Stand up for yourself. Be who you want to be. And
it seems like a weird sales pitch.
It is, but it works, because kids today it's a different era of young person. I asked Sincere Johnson back in April, like, what bothers you more? Is it more irritating when people assume you're going to Ohio State because you're from Ohio, or when people say, be your own man, as if your own man wouldn't pick this program?
I don't even understand. Like, that may work on some people, and we have seen that, mm-hmm. Not just at this position.
It's working in this cycle, as I said, couple years.
You know, you think back even 6 or 7 years with a high-profile offensive lineman in Jackson Carman, yeah, going to Clemson, like, carve your own path. Whatever. Sometimes that will work. But if the kid's lifelong dream is to play for Ohio State, and I'm not talking for Sincere Johnson, he can say that himself. Sure. But then why would you tell him? Maybe that is how he wants to be a man. That's what he grew up wanting to be. He has an opportunity to do it. Ohio State is going to support him in terms of the NIL, in terms of the competitive opportunities, and in terms of the positional coach. So it didn't work here, no. So you don't have to worry about it. It just seems to me like that's an outrageous proposal.
To attempt that approach with a Glenville kid who has grown up his entire life seeing Ted Ginn and Dante Whitner and Troy Smith and anyone else from Glenville who's come through this program. This, very specifically, when I asked Sincere about this in April after the Under Armour camp, he said, why would I not choose that path?
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty darn good path. And it can be mine. Why would I ignore decades of success and decades of results for these people who have chosen Ohio State and think that I'm different or better than these people? Like, it worked out great for them. Why would it not work out great for me? I think, you know, we've seen it in the past, whether other schools are trying to say, well, you're not going to play there, you're not good enough to play there, which is equally a weird thing to say. But for Sincere Johnson, like, this is not necessarily just the culmination of a lifelong dream. It is the result of seeing a lifetime of examples of why this is the right choice for a kid from Glenville. And now he's in a position to not just be the next whatever, but, like, he's set for life in the state of Ohio, and that means a lot.
So you said that Arvell Reese was going to be the next Darren Lee, at least positionally. I think, like, there's maybe a chance that he's going to raise the ceiling past what Darren Lee did for Ohio State, which is a pretty high one based on what he did with the Buckeyes. What are we seeing here with Sincere Johnson?
There's a lot of similarities. I mean, I don't want to be lazy in the comparison here between Sincere and Arvell, but when Arvell was really starting to blossom into a recruit, a national guy that people were paying attention to, it was like, well, we don't know what position he's going to be. He's 6'4". At the time, Arvell was 6'4", 200 pounds, running a 4.56, doing crazy athletic things. And you're like, well, he's a defensive end. He's a linebacker. He's whatever he wants. Is he going to outgrow the position? And we saw at Ohio State in Arvel Reese's first two seasons, flexibility, playing some defensive end early on in his career, moving to linebacker, playing special teams. There was some concerns with CJ Sincere Johnson, so not just CJ, I don't want to be too informal, with Sincere, that he was going to outgrow the linebacker spot. A year ago, he pulled up to Ohio State's spring game, and he was like 6'3" and 240-plus pounds. And even if you look at most of his online profiles right now, they still list him at 240. He's about 225 pounds now. He is a pure Mike middle linebacker type, okay. But he's athletic enough to go sideline to sideline.
We're talking Raekwon McMillan?
I think that probably is a more apt comparison. He's a thumper. He's a guy that is a bigger body. And maybe we're going to see him grow into a 240, 250-pound linebacker down the road. But he is not going to outgrow the position. And what he's done is really grow into his frame and into his body.
Oh, my gosh. It's always this guy.
It's always Edric. Hey, Edric.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question.
I want to give you an answer.
I want you to speak into the mic.
Hi, guys.
As a high school athlete, when someone says you're a defensive end or a defensive tackle, or you, do you care that much? Or is it, hey, Ohio State thinks I can play there, and is that the most important thing? Because we're talking about the Buckeyes' latest commitment, Sincere Johnson, the linebacker from Cleveland. He can't talk about him. We can. But a lot of people are suggesting that he might outgrow the position. Is that something that, as a player at that age in your development, did you even think about it?
Not really. I mean, because you got to also think, like, I came here as a defensive end.
Yeah.
And then I'm a D-tackle, and I've never been listed as a D-tackle.
Just take it.
So, it really doesn't matter too much.
Because your path can change.
Yeah,
right?
Your path can change depending on, like, you can get bigger once you get up here, you can get smaller. Or you got a lot of stuff that contribute to it. So you don't really want to classify somebody as just one position.
Absolutely, correct. Thanks. Enjoy your lunch.
Going to exam.
Good luck on
enjoy
the exam.
Your exam. But what he ends up being doesn't really matter, because the reality is he's a Buckeye now, and Ohio State sees him in a way, and that's where they're going to try to gear him to be. But if his body outgrows it, so be it. Yeah. And like we saw with Arvel Reese, once the body decides which way it's going, then Mick Moradi and the strength conditioning staff and the position coaches are going to say, well, okay, now this is your best path, and we'll make you the best player we can be at this position.
Yeah.
We're seeing that also in the class of 2026 with Simeon Caldwell, who is a safety who is camped at Ohio State on Tuesday. You know, his first year or two at Ohio State, he might be a safety, but there is a widespread expectation he'll grow into a linebacker. So when we talk about the linebacker position in the class of 2026, we're talking about CJ Santa, we're talking about Sincere Johnson, but you can't forget that Simeon Caldwell exists, and everyone, including Simeon Caldwell, see that the long-term body development might take him into a linebacker role. So as we break down this episode of Snap Judgments with, like, what does it mean for the position, mm-hmm. as Ohio State continues to recruit Xavier Griffin, again, earlier this week I said they're probably moving on from the pursuit of Tyler Atkinson, you can feel good in saying there are three safeties now, and that is actually, or three linebackers, and that's valuable, Austin, because this weekend, Braylon Womack, the country's number two safety, is visiting.
Yep.
And you don't want to say to him, well, we've already got three safeties because Jacob Weatherspoon could play safety. And we've got Blaine Bradford, the number one safety in the country. So there's no room for you, Braylon. Now it's like, hey, the entirety of the class starts to fill itself out, and you can feel more comfortable about projecting where these guys end up.
Well, you can project and lock in at this moment. Sincere Johnson in the commitment column for Ohio State. As Berm said, there is a large, important recruiting weekend for official visitors coming up. So we will get into a lot of that on
Friday.
And to be
clear, let me add one more point here. The recruitment of Jameer Perez is still out there. Yeah. And when you talk about the Glenville pipeline and Ted Ginn Sr.'s influence like that, I'm not saying it's anytime real soon, like not like check your watch type of stuff, but the second part of the Glenville duo still feels very likely for Ohio State. And that matters. Like, The Buckeyes' reputation around the state of Ohio means a lot.
Yeah.
And Ted Ginn and his influence, and Ted Ginn could have easily in the last decade allowed his program to become a feeder system to Michigan State or Pitt or somewhere else. And instead, he has just made sure that his guys continued to focus on the right things. And now you're starting to see the talent come back to Glenville. And there's a couple dudes coming down the road, so including another Whitner as far as the way things go. So awesome. It's just great to see lifelong dreams being achieved.
Yeah.
Ain't it?
Sure is. And we'll see how many others want to follow down that path for Ohio State. coming out of this critical official visit weekend. Berm's going to talk about that and maybe a little bit more with Sincere Johnson on Friday on the beat. So stay tuned for that. These, though, were Snap Judgments. We appreciate you joining us, and congratulations to Sincere Johnson on his commitment, and to James Laurinaitis and Matt Patricia and Ryan Day and Mark Pantone for getting that one done, as and Ted Ginn Sr. for the Glenville Pipeline. Lots of congratulations to go around. We'll hand them out with some Snap Judgments. He's Berm. I'm Austin. Thanks for joining us. So long.